This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. A Roaring Fork Valley local brings her movie about real-life vampires home tonight. Kristen Kay reports Naomi McDougall-Jones wants to break the mold when it comes to promoting indie films.
My name is Sarah Woods. I belong to the House of Twilight. We are a collective of independent vampires.
McDougall Jones wrote and stars in the film Bite Me. It's a love story between a vampire and an IRS agent.
The initial seed of the movie was wanting to write a film for the real outsiders of the world.
She says indie films are definitely outsiders in the entertainment industry, often acquired by film distributors who dump them onto platforms like Netflix with no marketing support. McDougall Jones is on a 40-city road trip she's calling the Joyful Vampire Tour to take Bite Me directly to audiences. Each event includes a post-screening Q&A and a Joyful Vampire Ball, where costumes are encouraged. The Joyful Vampire Tour comes to the Aspen District Theater tonight and the Glenwood Vaudeville Review tomorrow. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk. A new poll shows Colorado Democrats and independents don't know who they want to challenge U.S. Senator Cory Gardner. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
A dozen candidates are running, but 42% of the Democrats and independents surveyed say they haven't picked one yet. Former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is leading the pack of candidates with 23% support. And Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who hasn't even announced a campaign, comes in second with 15%. Keating Research and Onside Public Affairs conducted the poll. They frequently work for Democrats. Meanwhile, the list of Democrats hoping to unseat Republican Cory Gardner is growing. State Senator Angela Williams is the latest to join. She made headlines this year for sponsoring bills to legalize lemonade stands, create a paid family leave program, and repeal the death penalty. I'm Scott Franz.
This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.